It's here and now, and Britain blinked.
The British government recognizes that Kenyans were subject to torture and other forms of ill treatment at the hands of the colonial administration.
That's British Foreign Secretary William Hague. In 2009, four elderly Kenyans sued, claiming torture and abuse at the hands of the British colonial government in the 1950s during the Mau Mau insurgency, which challenged British rule. After long denying responsibility, last week Britain acknowledged its colonial government had tortured thousands of Kenyans, and it offered compensation of about $4,100 each to over 5,000 survivors. It's a victory for the Kenyans, and it may lead to other international cases. It's also vindication for Harvard historian Caroline Elkins. She started the current uproar when she discovered and documented the colonial abuses while writing her doctoral thesis, which became the book Imperial Reckoning, The Untold Story of Britain's Gulag in Kenya. She was vilified by British officials and historians, but evidence revealed during hearings supported her. And Caroline Elkins, welcome back to Here and Now.
Thank you, Robin.
And I should say congratulations, but I know you're going to deflect that.
Yes, thank you so much. I mean, it's just a moment of utter vindication for the survivors of these camps who for so long were denied the legitimacy that they were actually tortured and had horrific crimes perpetrated against them by the British.
And you just came back from Nairobi. You were at the meetings where the surviving victims of abuse were told of the British government's acknowledgement. What was that like for them?
It was simply overwhelming. Some wept, others danced and sang, and still others were utterly paralyzed by the enormity of the moment. I've never seen such a range of emotion in one room.
Yeah. Well, you say at the same time there was also some disappointment. Why?
For some, they wanted an unequivocal apology. For others, I think they believe the payout to be somewhat low. But at the end of the day, I think this is the first time the British government has ever acknowledged on this kind of scale, with this kind of verbiage, the abuses they perpetrated during the colonial era.
Why wasn't that a full apology, though?
I think some of it had to do with legalese and liability. This particular claim of these particular claimants, but there will be other cases in Kenya coming forward, and there are other cases already being filed for the British Empire. The British government is being very, very cautious here.
Well, there was some language that caught our ear in which British government officials said that they actually felt that liability for the actions in the 50s during the colonial government was transferred to the Kenyan government when power was transferred to the Kenyan government. Is that what you're referring to?
Yes, in part. And, you know, because this case never went to full trial, but there were some significant hearings beforehand. Now, we should bear in mind that that argument was actually heard by Justice McComb overseeing this case, and he called it, quote unquote, dishonorable. And it's probably one of the worst possible insults a judge can hurl at the British government in high court. So, you know, listen, the government can say whatever they wish right now, but it's very clear they've paid out money, they've made a sincere regret. They're obviously accepting responsibility for these crimes.
Well, and just give us a brief thumbnail. We've spoken to you before. We'll link people to the stories of your research and what you uncovered. But what did you uncover? For instance, we heard about the Mau Mau insurgency. The phrase Mau Mau became this dark, let's say dark, horror of the atrocities that were being perpetrated by the Mau Mau, the Kenyans, on white settlers and the Brits. What did you find?
First of all, the Mau Mau did do some horrific things. Mm-hmm. But in the end, 32 Europeans were killed. In response to this, the British, they implemented draconian policies. They detained nearly the entire Kikuyu population of 1.5 million people and subjected them to utterly unimaginable tortures.
And by the way, what prompted the uprising?
Kenya was not unlike other European settler colonies, British or otherwise, and many Kikuyu had their land stolen from them, redistributed to European settlers. They wanted their land back, and they wanted their freedom from British colonial rule.
This was what was behind the uprising?
Yes.
There was your research. You came across documents that the British had left behind, and you found it decades later. But also, one of the shocking turns in the hearings that you mentioned came when the British government released documents it had long held, documents that showed the British Attorney General in Kenya at the time, in the 50s, describing the mistreatment of the detainees as distressingly reminiscent of conditions in Nazi Germany.
Yes, I mean, it was an amazing moment in the course of this case. After 2 years of legal discovery, the British government disclosed that it was sitting on 300 boxes of previously undisclosed files, file after file documenting abuse, and quite frankly, file after file proving the arguments of my book to be correct.
Yeah. But, you know, there are a lot of Brits who don't believe you. One of the comments on the BBC website after the story came out last week was from someone named Eddie, who said, when I saw my government was to pay compensation for Mau Mau crimes in Kenya, I thought they meant to the relatives of the white farmers and their families who these people, the Mau Mau, had butchered. Do you think that the British government also needs to do a re-education program?
Unquestionably. And listen, the British government has been very careful in constructing its own official narrative here. And so, therefore, I think this should really give us pause, that comment, because the myth of British colonial rule is being exploited right now. And with it, it's challenging the notions of liberalism and imperialism, all the things that we in the West, including the British and the Americans, hold very near and dear to our hearts.
What do you think it meant to Kenya that not only did it have to come out from under colonial rule, but it had to come out from under colonial rule with a history that had been sanitized? How do you think it impacts where Kenya is now?
It has an enormous impact. This is a case whereby nearly 1.5 million people were detained and tortured. It's swept under the rug. Skeletons are put into the closet. And then the independent nation is born, and people are scratching their head as to why there are these cultures of violence and impunity, why there are authoritarian laws on the books. Well, once we uncover the evidence that the British government is so desperately trying to get rid of, it all begins to make sense. And it's certainly not to sort of explain away some of the corruption and terrible crimes going on in present-day Kenya, but it certainly helps us to understand it better.
Caroline, very briefly at the end here, previously we thought of the British Empire as civilized, if paternalistic. It was the French government, for instance, that we thought were brutal in Algeria, for example. This changes that narrative.
Absolutely. Somehow or another, the British led us all to believe that in terms of a Western liberalism and an empire, they were the exception. That simply didn't make sense. And quite frankly, when I began the work on this book and uncovered document after document, what made me take pause was the fact that over and again you heard the British say, well, at least we're not as bad as the wretched French. Well, in fact, they were as bad, if not worse, in certain instances. And certainly the forms of Western liberalism in empire, whether in Algeria or Kenya, look very, very similar.
Caroline Elkins, she's now a Harvard professor of history, but she uncovered the abuses of the British government when she was a doctoral student. She was an expert witness for plaintiffs in the case that forced the British government to make an apology and reparation to thousands of Kenyans tortured in the 1950s by the colonial government. Her book, again, Imperial Reckoning, The Untold Story of Britain's Gulag in Kenya, which, by the way, also won the Pulitzer. Caroline, professor, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much, Robin.
Lots of history books and Wikipedia pages are going to have to be updated. And again, we'll link you to our interviews with Caroline over the years at hereandnow.org. Okay, we'll take a break. And when we come back, a new way to interest someone in botany. Apparently, botanists are a lot of fun at the cocktail hour. That's in 1 minute, here and now.